Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball towards center. Seeds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Seeds. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive towards the mound. Stewart catches it and throws to first to double up Hudlin. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Goldman reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Seeds. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stewart, and towards Kress, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to third. Porter moves to second. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goldman is walked intentionally. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. Porter scores. Goldman moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgero pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into right field. Porter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Porter. Badgerow moves to third. Maynish moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Seeds. Schult reaches second base with a double. Badgerow scores. Maynish scores. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Herm Holzhauser now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale pinch hits for Herm Holzhauser. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goldman takes first base on ball 4. Bib Falk pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. There goes Morgan trying to get to home. Kimsey throws to Farrell, who tags Morgan for the out. It's 6-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wes Farrell now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blue moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue scores. One out. It's 6-4, Indians. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Mainisch moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-3 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive towards third. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.